call a fence a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I don't know what I would call it. They have them a lot in England when I was over there. All I'd say was a rock fence is all I would know to call them.
Well,
a stone fence, a rock fence. That's all I know, because if there's any real name for them, I never have been around anybody that used that term, any term.
Were you in England the time you went over to?
Yes, I left Sweden and went to Malmö, and then I went to Copenhagen, and then I took the boat train. The reason they call it the boat train is because, you know, Denmark has a lot of water, and you ride the train a while, and then they put the train on a boat, and you go across some water, and then you're still on the train, but you can get off and walk around the boat. Then when you get to the big water, you get off of the train in Thailand and get on a little boat, and you go up to I thought I never would forget the name of that place. You go up and then you get off the boat. The train's not on that boat. And you get off the boat, then you get on a train again and you go down to London. And I stayed at the King James Hotel right near Buckingham Palace.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah, I had a ball. By myself. I did that all by myself. I was 69 years old then, 10 years ago.
Say if you wanted to break up the land for planting, you break it up using a...
Well, you plow, I think, first, and then I think you use a discus. I'm not sure. I know then they have what they call a... What do you call it? Some kind of hog.
A bush hog?
Bush hog, yeah.
What?
And I don't understand exactly the difference in a bush hog and a plow. I think they seem to be the same thing, aren't they? I don't know. See, my son has 85 acres out from Winterville, and Winterville is just a few miles out from Athens, where the university is. And I know my little grandson beats all I ever saw. He can change that machinery and put that bush hog on all by himself, and he's been doing it for a couple of years, and he's 14.
What did people used to have back when they had the hand plows? What else would they have? Did you ever hear of a spring tube?
A what?
Did you ever hear of a harrow or horror?
Yeah, a harrow.
Were there different kinds of those?
I really don't know too much about the harrow. It seems like it comes along and kind of smooths it off, you know, kind of has a blade, as I remember, and comes along and pushes the clods down and smooths the top of the rows off.